welcome all of you that are visiting with us today. And we hope that you'll come back and be with us every opportunity that you have. Certainly good to be able to come together to worship God in spirit and in truth. Remember in John 4, 23 and 24, God is a spirit, Jesus said, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We have a number of people that are visiting with us, and Mert's back, I see. Good. Good to see her back with us along with the others that have been sick. We appreciate you being here today. And I want to talk with you today about Thanksgiving. Guess what? I hope you got your turkey all ready for Thursday because I plan to come by to see you. Oh, we used to do that a lot when I first started out preaching. We'd just make sure that it was dinner time or lunch time when you went to visit people. What a joy it is to be living in a land of plenty, to have so many glorious and good opportunities that we have. Welcome. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Hope you have a great one this week. And surely there's so much in the Bible I want to share with you today. And Steve read to you a passage that is so important. Let's just look at it real quick. Psalms 136, verses 1 through 9. Now, just look at the board for a moment, okay? Number one, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Number one, he is good. Number two, oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. He is the God of all gods. Ah, oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. We can say then, he is the Lord of lords, no matter who they are. To him who alone doth great wonders. Why? For his mercy endures forever. He alone doeth great wonders. That's our God. Oh, give thanks unto him. Now notice as he continues. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. He made the heavens by his wisdom. By his wisdom. Wow. Then notice again. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters. What did God do? He stretched forth the earth above the waters. Oh, give thanks unto our God, for his mercy endureth forever. And look, to him that stretched out the earth above the waters, he also has spoken out, verse 7, to him that made great lights, look at the sun, for his mercy endureth forever. He made great lights. Number one, he made the sun to rule by day. What a fantastic demonstration of the great wisdom of God. He made the sun to rule the day. And then he made the sun to rule the day and the night. Then he made the stars and the moon to rule by night. That's our God. Our God, stand up, everybody. Let's sing. God is so good. He's worthy to be praised. Let's sing our song and let him hear us at Old Nick today. Singing together. Good. Here we go. God is good. He is. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Jesus is real. Jesus is real. Jesus is real. He's so real. What did he do? He saved my soul. He saved my soul. He saved my soul. And he made me. And all together, I praise his name, I praise his name, I praise his name. He's so good to me. Thank you so much. In Psalms 139, listen, here we find where the Bible tells us, let us be thankful that God knows us. O Lord, thou hast searched me and you know me. He knows us. And thou knowest my down sitting in mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down and art acquainted with all my ways. Already the affirmation is made. He knows us. Thank God. And he is acquainted with all of our ways. And there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it all together. God is aware of every word in our mouths and our tongue. And then thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thine hand upon me. God has done what? God has beset us behind and before. He knows us. And he's going to do what is right for us. Such knowledge is too wonderful to me. It is, I cannot attain to it. Praise be to God. Truly he is to be one who is full of thanksgiving from his people. Number one, notice what the Bible says. The Bible tells us in Psalms 103, and I want to put it all on the board for you to see it. Look at what he says. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Who? I'll bless him. Where in my soul? I'll praise and magnify him. Why? Because he is God. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and let me never forget all of his benefits. Count them up. How many have? So many. Who's got them? You have them. I have them. So many benefits. Look at them. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Two, who healeth all thy diseases. Three, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Four, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. Five, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. That's what God has done for his people. Is he worthy to be praised? Absolutely. Is he worthy to receive thanksgiving? Absolutely. Dear God, we truly thank you for all these blessings. And now, let us all bow and pray. O Lord our God, hear us here at O'Neill today. Look down deep into our hearts, O Lord, and see us because we truly want to appear before you acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We're weak, but thou art strong. We sin, but thou dost forgive us. Please forgive us of every sin. Help us, O Lord our God, that we may be an instrument that will bring about thy peace to many people. And may this day be filled thanksgiving, thanksgiving throughout this week and throughout our lives for all that you continually do for us who are so unworthy of your greatness and your goodness to us. We pray for this church, our elders, our deacons, our preachers, for every individual that's working, trying to build up the cause of Christ. May our objective be an honor and to do everything with the right motive in mind to please you, our God. We need your strength because we're weak. We need your direction. A lot of times we don't know which way to go. Today, forgive us of everything that may be amiss in our lives. Oh, let us praise and with thanksgiving to you for everything we have. And may this sermon today benefit me that preach it. And may it be helpful to those that listen to it. Father, we thank you so much for Jesus, in whom we live and move. And we know our Father, that he is at your right hand. And we truly believe he's making intercession for us even this morning. Bless each person that's here. And may each one of us pour out our hearts to you continually with thanksgiving and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible also tells us in the second place, God is so good and merciful, isn't He though? Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. And look what else, His wisdom from above, Daniel, in Daniel 2, verse 23, I thank Thee and praise Thee, O Thou God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me now what we desire of Thee, for Thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. Here is a man that God told and revealed to something that's so important to him, and what does he do? He thanks God for His wisdom that He's given. No wonder Isaiah says in Isaiah 26 and verse 3, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Thee, because he trusteth in Thee. Walk with God. Serve God. He's a wise God. And He loves us and cares for us so very, very much. In the Chronicles, 1 Chronicles 29:13, I found, Now therefore, our God, we thank Thee and praise Thy glorious name. Our God is to be praised. And look what James tells us in James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Where do they come from? They come from God and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Give thanks with all your heart unto our God. In the book of Colossians 3, verse 15, And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Number 70 is our next song. It's a beautiful song. You know it by heart. Hollis, would you lead us to it? Lead us at this time. Thank you, Hollis. Number 4 for other Christians. I'm thankful to God for the people who love God, who serve God with a pure and honest heart, who's going to do God's will no matter what. They're sold on the Lord. We give thanks to God always for you all, Paul said to the Thessalonians, making mention of you in our prayers, because we belong to a family. We belong to the family that is the family of God, that thou mayest know how to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth. And we salute one another, as Paul writes in Romans chapter 16:16, salute one another with a holy kiss. Surely, my friends, I will praise Thee, O Lord, as the psalmist says in Psalms 9 and verse 1, with my whole heart I will show forth all Thy marvelous works, because He is so good, and we want to do right. We want to follow Him, and thus in our hearts we will serve Him. Thanksgiving is a great thing, and what a wonderful thing it is that we can share our physical blessings with our family. Isn't that great? But family, I was over at the nursing home this morning, got to go by to see Shirley Moss and talk with her and have prayer with her. Keep praying for her. Went over to Katie Black's room. She was laying there. She just, bless her heart. always has a nice, sweet thing to say to you. Prayed with her. First, she wanted to know after the prayer, how's your wife? I left that, went over to see another individual, and her name is Frances Waddell. You know Frances. Oh, we love her to death. She's sitting there taking out a piece of chewing gum. Smelled real good, too, by the way. Bless her. She wanted to know how Ann was. Left that room, went over to see Leola. She's sound asleep. I wouldn't dare wake her up, Don. Bless her heart. She's such a sweet person. So I just stood there and had a prayer for her. Went over to see Della. And someone had already given her the Lord's Supper and got to talk with her and have prayer with her. And as I was leaving, I had to go down to the... I heard somebody say, I want to see my mama. I mean, she was real loud. I want to see my mama. And just as I got down and I turned there, she saw me too. I want to see mom. You can help me. Bless her heart. I looked over at the nurses and the nurses looked at me. And I just waved at her. Hi, hon. Something like that, you know. And just as I got out of her sight, I heard her say, he waved at me. He waved at me. I wish I could have done more for him. That just made my day, though, to see these people who are so appreciative of everybody's visit and caring for them. And it's good to have a physical family, mama and a daddy. Like that lady was saying, I want to see my mama. Boy, I'd give anything if I could see mine today. And those of you who've lost yours like with me, you know how important that is. And one of the things that God teaches and taught me, and I tried to practice this with my mother, and that is there's one thing to give thanks to God, be thankful for, and that's His teaching regarding our responsibility toward them. In 1 Timothy 5, verse 4, but if any would have children or nephews, let them learn first to show piety at home and to requite their parents, for that is good and acceptable before God. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own family or house, he hath denied the faith, and he's worse than an infidel. Can you imagine somebody not going by even to see their parents? I want to suggest to you this morning, people who forget. Sometimes people say, I know Ann's mother was in the nursing home for 6 years and never spoke a word. Didn't move on her own accord. Just lived on insure. We'd go by and see her. And somebody says, why are you going by? She doesn't know. And I never forget the day that Ann says, but I know. I know. She might not know me, but I know her. Friend, there's just not anything in the world. Having a mama who cares for you and loves you, don't ever forget her. Salvation, number 6. That's the thing that we want to give thanks for so much through Jesus Christ in Acts 4, verse 12. Neither is there salvation any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Number 2. Romans 5, 8 and 9, but God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. No wonder we read in John 1, verse 29, behold, John said, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And then we hear Jesus saying very clearly, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Let us be thankful to God for Him today, tomorrow, and forevermore. And then be thankful for the Bible. I hope you'll read it more, study it. Paul said to the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians 2:13, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you receive the Word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectively worketh also in you that believe. And then, don't forget to pray. Be thankful for prayer. Even Jesus. John 11, verse 41 is quoted as saying, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and he says, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Make that yours. Father, I thank you. When he answers your prayer, when you know that he is your Father, be grateful to him. Number 9, I'm grateful to be an American. I'm thankful to live in a land of the free. God bless America. Yes, why? Because it is indeed the land of the free. The first National Thanksgiving Proclamation by George Washington reads thusly, whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God. Oh, I wish everybody in this country would read that. To obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor. Whereas both the Houses of Congress have, by their joint committee, requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed to acknowledging with grateful hearts the many and signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness. Now, therefore, I do recommend next to be devoted by the people of the state to the service of that great and glorious being who is the beneficent author of all the good that was, that is, or that will be, that we may then all unite in rendering unto Him our sincere and humble thanks for His kind care and protection of the people of this country. Signed, George Washington, the first President of the United States of America. What's our aim today? Paul says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. I was reading how that sometimes people forget they just forget about all what God's really done for them, the blessings that they have. It's kind of a little bit humorous. I'm just going to read the whole thing to you. Several weeks ago, a dear friend sent me this story and the encouragement that follows. I repost it here on Thanksgiving Day in hopes that it will encourage you. Two old friends met each other on the street one day. One looked forlorn, almost on the verge of tears, and his friend asked, what has the world done to you, my old friend? The sad fellow said, let me tell you, 3 weeks ago, my uncle died and left me $40,000. And the guy said, well, that's a lot of money. But, you see, 2 weeks ago, a cousin I never even knew died and left me $85,000 free and clear. Wow, said his friend. Sounds to me that you've been blessed, but you don't understand, he interrupted. Last week, my great aunt passed away. I inherited almost $250,000 from her. Boy, the friend said to him in reply, then why do you look so gloom? He said, this week, nothing. Now, you had to follow that carefully to get the gist of it. Nothing. We're a lot like that. That's a problem with receiving something on a regular basis. Even if it's a gift, we eventually come to expect it. The natural tendency is that if we receive a gift long enough, we come to view it almost as an entitlement. We feel hurt, even angry, if we don't receive it any longer. It is the same way with the blessing God gives us every day. I don't deserve my comfortable home that I live in, the beautiful scenery around me, the clean water that I drink. But after receiving these gifts and a multitude of others for years, I sometimes fail to be grateful. I've come to expect these good things, and when one of them is removed for a short time, like, for example, water or electricity or internet going down, I get upset. Let's make an effort today to recognize the blessings we've come to take for granted. Focus on what we have rather than on what we have not. And if only we'll only be thankful for what God has given us. Today is a day that we want to thank God. Give thanks to Him for everything. Keith Reddy made the statement, "The sad part about life is we tend to comment only on those who do it wrong and neglect to balance it with praise for those who do it right." Look at it. Somebody else commented, "Be thankful that you don't already have everything that you desire. If you did, what would there be to look forward to? Be thankful you don't know something, for it gives you the opportunity to learn. Be thankful for the difficult times." And some of you are going through that. And may I say, some of us are. Be thankful for the difficult times. During those times, you learn to grow. Be thankful for your limitations. They give you opportunities for improvement. Be thankful for each new challenge, which will build you strength and character. Be thankful when you're tired and you're weary, because it means you've given your all. It's easy to be thankful for the good things, yet a life of rich fulfillment comes to those who are thankful for the setbacks. Gratitude can turn a negative into a positive. Find a way to be thankful for your troubles, and they can become your blessings. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord of gods, the God of heaven, who fills us with every good and perfect blessing from Him. James 1, verse 17. If you're not in His family, you need to be. Why not this morning? Believe in Jesus. Oh, He's the only way. Repent of your sins. Confess His name. Be baptized today, just like we had last Sunday night, but we obeyed the gospel. Why not now? And if you're here today and you're a child of God, you're not ready to meet the Lord, God's ready to meet with you. He's invited you to come to Him and get things all right. Some of you, 10 o'clock, Alan, I said, "I need to get my life right with God. When can I do it?" I said, "Well, we'll have the invitation in just a little while." He said, "But I want to get it right now." I said, "All right." He came to the forefront of the building. He stated his desire. We prayed for him like we're praying for you. Oh, what a great day of thanksgiving that God has given to you and me. A period of time to be together. A time for us to remember the greatest gift of all. What will we do without Jesus? He is indeed one who has done it all for us. Yes, I had a debt. It was so great, I couldn't pay it. But He was willing, with His blood shed for an old man like Guy McDaniel, willing to go to the cross and give His all for a sinner like me to be saved with Him. He loves you. He cares for you. He wants you. Won't you come and want Him and do His will and obey Him? While together we stand and while we sing to encourage.